is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. This hour, we're going to be talking about vehicles. We're going to talk about cars and light trucks. And we're going to talk about some things that you need to know in order to live with your vehicles. And we're going to talk about some tips and tricks that Pam Oakes, USAPrepares.com instructor, will be sharing with us. I'd like to welcome Pam Oakes from Pam's Motor City, Fort Myers, Florida, to USAPrepares.com. Welcome, Pam.
Thanks. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Pam. You know, I've got your two books right in the studio. I've had them. And we've talked on the air before, and we've talked off the air. I love your books. They're a very easy read. Class, Car Care for the Clueless, okay? How to Make Money While Maintaining Your Vehicle by Pamela Oakes. And she's a certified technician, okay? And she's also written a book called Car Care for the Clueless, Successful Used Car Buying 101. And we're going to talk about maintaining your vehicle during this hour. But I'd like to share with you that I don't buy new vehicles. All of my vehicles I've purchased as used vehicles, and there are a lot of reasons why I do that. One is I'd prefer to have someone else take that first depreciation hit and get the first couple of dents in there, because the first few dents that you get in your brand new car is just painful. So at least they are to me. So Pam, one of the things that I find amusing is when I see, if I'm driving along and I come to a traffic stop and I look at, you know, the vehicles next to me, I see these green caps on their valve stems, on their tires.
Yes. Oh, yes. You hit a nerve with me on that one.
And I wonder if the green stands for more money, you know, green Federal Reserve notes, more money than the person knows what to do with. Doesn't that indicate that they've had nitrogen put in their tires?
In most cases, yes, it does. And you just hit on one of my pet peeves, let me tell you. In the real-world application, forget it, guys. Keep your money in your wallet. Let me explain something to you. There are various technical service bulletins by automobile manufacturers. For an example, General Motors and Honda, and they tell you straight out that, you know, they have all these promises about nitrogen, but these are under controlled conditions. You know, this is like at the NASCAR. You know, everybody's going to be watching Daytona 500. Yeah, they're going to have nitrogen in their tires, but then again, they're going 200 miles an hour, guys. We're not. We're not going that fast. We don't need nitrogen inside of our tires to dissipate the heat. And as a matter of fact, the other little thing that they sit there and they tell you about, having nitrogen in the tires, it's going to make the tires last longer and they're not going to deteriorate. Well, guess what? I defy anybody to go to any tire store right now and ask them to look at the inside of a tire that came off a car. I don't care if the tread's separating, whatever. Look at that inside of that tire. Doesn't that look like brand new? Because that's the part that the nitrogen touches. And there's another misnomer. We also are talking about fuel economy. If you have the proper amount of pressure in your tires per the sticker on the driver's door jamb, you are going to get the same fuel economy as if you put that other medium, that nasty nitrogen in your tires. I, through the years, have gotten these advertisements through the mail trying to convince me to put in a nitrogen machine in my shop because in the bottom line it says to increase shop profits. And it tells you how much to charge per tire. Some are 5, some are 10, and it went over a period of time, approximate number of cars coming through, how much to charge the customer. I got a bulletin for you guys. What you're breathing right now is 79.9% nitrogen. That's right. You heard me right. It's nitrogen. And what they're putting in your tires through these machines, because you got to remember that, hermetically sealed when they're doing this. They are on a machine and they're out in the open air. You are not going to get 100% nitrogen in that tire. In fact, you know, you're lucky if you're getting 90, 95. And then there's the other factor. Are they maintaining the machine at the shop? You know, they got little membranes, little filters for this nitrogen. And if they're not doing that, well, forget it. You might as well just be putting regular air in it, and which is what I recommend to everybody. Keep money in your wallet and leave the nitrogen to the U.S. military jets, NASCAR, and what have you. Keep the regular air in your tires. If you want to check this out, you can go online, and I'll give you a couple of bulletin numbers even. I just love the Honda bulletin. Honda bulletin, it's, you know, even the title to the Honda bulletin, it tells you why we say no. Why we say no to putting nitrogen in our tires. And let me give you that one here. The GM bulletin number is 0503102 D as in David. Again, that's 0503102 D as in David. Wonderful reading. Very, very informative. The Honda bulletin, a little shorter, is an Apple 12110 F as in Frank. And we're not talking about 5 years ago or 10 years ago. These are bulletins for today, guys. So please keep the atmospheric air in your tires. Have your vehicle checked out once a month by your ASC certified technician at a Blue Steel shop or dealership. Listen to Honda. Say no when it comes to putting nitrogen in your car. You just want the atmospheric air because, remember, that's how the tire manufacturers have designed their tires, with atmospheric air in mind, and just say no. Keep the air pressure in there. Have a professional set of eyes looking over your car once a month, and, you know, you're going to keep all that extra money in your pocket. Like I said, some are $5 a tire, some are $10 a tire. What can you do with $40 a month?
Well, here's the next thing, Pam. What happens if, first of all, you're absolutely right. You've got a tire mounted on the wheel. There's already air in that, and they don't evacuate all the air out of the tire wheel assembly in order to put the nitrogen. They can't.
No.
It would collapse the tire.
They have to put it into a vacuum, and it won't happen.
Right, so they can't do that. So you're going to have, as you said, you're going to have atmospheric air in there mixed with the nitrogen. And then as your tires lose that air / nitrogen that's in the tires, what do? Do you go back to wherever you had the nitrogen and get it topped off, or do you just put air in it? Now you're mixing regular air with the nitrogen anyway. So the bottom line is, it's not practical. It's expensive. It's unnecessary. It's not practical. It makes no sense to me to do it.
No, not at all. And you know,
okay,
there's some people out there that say, oh, it really works. It rides better. No, it doesn't. What makes it ride better is you have the proper amount of air in those tires.
Yeah. Now, Pam, let's talk about the proper amount of air in tires. Now, I may get criticized for this class. I have found that what I do is I read my tires. I read how they're wearing, and I want even wear across the tread. Let's say there's 5 ribs. I want even wear. I don't want the center to wear. I don't want the edges to wear. Now, if the edges wear, you're underinflated. If the center wears, you're overinflated. But what I find, Pam, is I get a little bit better mileage by increasing my tire pressure close to the maximum that's permissible by the tire manufacturer as stated on the tire itself. Now, of course, that makes the ride bumpier. What are your thoughts about that and the trade-offs of doing that?
The trade-offs of doing that, you know, the car is engineered for braking and steering by the tire size. mm-hmm. and by the amount of pressure in the tire. And that's basically where I stand on it. You need to have what the engineers have designed this car, what they designed okay. the tire pressure and everything for. Now, in your case, you know, you have the farm there and you have the truck and everything. And depending upon how much material you put in the back bed of that truck, you know, you may have to increase that PSI in those tires. And that's why they have
the
maximum amount.
And that's what I have to do. There are times that, class, we've got several trucks here on the farm, several diesel trucks, and we pull heavy loads. So when we load up those vehicles, I have to run with maximum inflation because I have maximum permissible loads on the truck. Now, Pam, how about what I do is like if I'm driving on a long trip, before I get in, I will visually inspect the tires. I walk around the vehicle whenever I get in. I always do that. Make sure that I don't have any flats from when I last stopped it. If I'm going to, let's say if I'm shopping for something, and before I get in the vehicle to head to my next stop, I'll look and make sure all the tires have air in them. And I can tell visually whether I'm losing air or not. But when I'm on a long trip, I actually feel the sidewalls of the tire to see if any of them are running hotter than the others. And that would indicate to me that I need to check them. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that you are definitely on the right track with that. You know, I have this conversation all the time. What's more important, brakes or tires? I mean, you need your traction, you need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely important to pay attention to these two concepts. And I think you're just totally on track with that. You need to really be paying attention, especially before you go out and travel. And while you are on the road, you know, whether you're going to the store or, you know, you're going across country to grandma's house, you need to watch your tires. I think that's very good advice. Very good.
Okay. So, Pam, when people are in, and I'm looking forward to coming to your center, Pam's Motor City Tire and Auto Center in Fort Myers, Florida. And next time I'm there, I'd love to swing in. I talked to one of your technicians on the phone this morning about that. But do you charge for looking at checking tire pressure and looking at fluids and things like that when someone comes in?
Not in the last 19 years, no, and I don't plan on it in the future, and nor should your listeners ever be charged for that.
Pam and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about old parts. What about old parts for your vehicle? We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pam Oakes is with us, and she owns Pam's Motor City. Pam's Motor City. She's written the book Car Care for the Clueless. Actually, she's got two books under that series, Car Care for the Clueless. One is about you can make money while maintaining your vehicle, and the other is about successful used car buying 101. So I think, Pam, the next class, let's talk about buying used cars. But this one, let's continue on with used or your old parts. Let's talk about, you've got some thoughts on asking to see your old parts.
Oh, exactly. You know, all of us have been in a situation where we are out of our area of expertise, but still curiosity, you know, they say it kills the cat, but it also makes us more knowledgeable, more powerful. And that even comes to auto parts. You know, you don't need to know what end of the screwdriver to pick up to be able to ask to see the old part and see the new part. And why are they different, and what failed on the old part? Start asking questions and, you know, explain to them that you're a layman here, and say it in layman's terms. There's no reason to feel belittled or inferior. This is their area. You have your specific expertise, and you want them to tell you what's wrong. Because you want to know where your money's going, period, right? I always want to know where my money's going. You know, I ask a plumber, I says, well, show me what valve. What does this valve do? Why did it have to be replaced? Mm-hmm. Same thing with your car. You always ask why. Why do I need this? And how? How is this going to affect how my vehicle performs? And how is it going to affect my wallet? So once they do the job that you approved, you want to see that old part. Show me that old part came out fire. You showed me the new part that's going to be installed. Let me see that old part. Show me where it failed. And let me tell you, it's like my shop. We always like to dissect if something's in a case or whatever to see where it did fail. We love to do public education. We love to do show and tell. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be taking your vehicle to a shop that doesn't do the same thing. There's hundreds, thousands of mom-and-pop ASC Blue Seal shops out there that do show-and-tell, and they do really care about the consumer, the customer, their friends, their neighbors. And you want to see that old part, period.
Pam, let me ask you this. I have a pipe cutter, and it's used for large exhaust pipes. And I cut open every brand of oil filter that I take off, every different brand that I take off our vehicles, and I look at them for quality. I look at them for the amount of pleated filter material, and I look at which ones I like the best. Is that something that you do at your shop when you buy parts like oil filters to determine which brands you are most comfortable with putting on your customers' vehicles?
Well, you know, I think that's great that you do that, but we kind of have the advantage because we're dealing with the parts suppliers one-on-one, and they actually have dissected filters mm-hmm. for us to do. So I think that's great mm-hmm. that you're taking the initiative to find out what one really is the best out there. And there are several that are very well made. And you remember, the more filtering material you have in that filter, that cartridge, the better your engine's going to like you. It's going to last longer. So, and that's mm-hmm. the whole key behind
and
all this.
Pam,
right?
I've even looked at... Hmm? Yeah, Pam, I've looked at oil filters. And, for example, there's a Chevrolet small block V8 oil filter. You could get the small size, or you could get the larger filter. And they're about the same price. One probably has almost twice as much filter media as the smaller, more compact one. And I always go for the larger one. So mm-hmm. I got the catalogs out, and I look at the dimensions, and I look at the threads, and I look at the size of the O-ring or the filter gasket or seals, and I pick the one that is actually physically larger that will still work on my vehicle and make sure it has the anti-drain back valve and those kinds of things.
Yeah, the check valve and everything.
Do you recommend people? Yeah, do you recommend that your customers do those kinds of things and pay attention or follow your advice to go to a bigger filter? Do you do that for them?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah, we just automatically do it because...
Can we come back? Can we... Well, I'm glad you do. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about changing your oil and the best way to change your oil and what oil to use, because I think that's critical. Pam Oakes, car...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pam's with us. Pam's Motor City. And we're talking about oil changes. And I've been changing the oil on our vehicles for a very, very long time. For the family vehicles since back in the 1960s. And I'd like to have Pam share with our class today, for those of you who want to do it yourself, the best way to change your oil, when to change it, what oil to use, and some of the do's and don'ts of changing your own oil. Pam, please tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, you know, first of all, on Fiat 1965 Goat GTO. It's pretty cut and dry, but on today's vehicles, it's a little bit more complicated. You know, you've gone through the passage of time and you've seen the different changes. And so they were subtle changes for you. But to get somebody who is kind of green around the ears with it and goes underneath that car, and the first thing they look, because there's going to probably be a shield underneath there, they're going to say, okay, where's everything? So
right.
If you are uncomfortable
right.
about this, my first recommendation is to get one of those oil change coupons that you get bombarded through the mail with, and take it down and have the oil changed. And when you're down there, remember, you're there just to get the oil changed. You're not there to help line their pockets and their profits with silly things like brake fluid flushes, power steering flushes, cleaning the headlights, things like that. You're there to get the oil changed, and that's all you do. And when they give you that grocery list of $500, $1,000, you go back to your ASD Blue Seal shop and you ask their opinion before doing anything. And that's for the novice. Now, for the rest of us who really like to get down and get dirty with this, my first recommendation is you have to gather all your supplies, of course. You're going to need an oil wrench to get the filter off. You're going to need the proper boxed wrench or socket to get the drain plug out. And, of course, we were talking about oil filters before. Extremely important. Remember, you go cheap, and it's going to come and it's going to bite you in the butt later on. Listen to what we were telling you. You need to get the best one. Not necessarily the most expensive one, because, you know, remember, they're paying for their advertising as well as selling you a product. It goes all hand in hand. But we want you to have the best for your car. So you have that, and now it comes to the engine oil. Well, what engine oil do I need to put in my car? They have all these different brands out there, and some people are brand specific. They won't do anything unless you put, for an example, Mobil 1 in the car, or Pennzoil in the car, or Quaker State, you name it. We just want to make sure that whatever you're going to be putting in that car is, one, it's going to have that ASD automotive ASD is what I'm certified in, is the SAE, the Society of Automotive Engineers, that star on that bottle that shows that it complies for all makes and models, and that is the correct formula for the internal combustion engine. And second of all, you need to put the proper amount of weight and the proper amount of oil in your vehicle. And this is how you find this out. You can either ask a friend or your ASD Blue Seal shop to give you the factory recommended list of the different types of oil, because we'll get to the other fluids later on here, but the specific oil, and some manufacturers, they want you, for example, on a C6 or C7, it'll stay right there on the cap. They want you to put Mobil 1 in it, and that's what you do. You put specifically that weight and that brand in that car, whatever the manufacturer tells you to do per the factory manufacturer, not the dealership, but per the factory manufacturer. And there's a list you can get out, and you can also get these online. But it's best that you get it from your ASD Blue Seal shop or dealership. Also, you want to make sure that you have a proper containment system when you start draining this oil. We don't want all this stuff all over the ground. Trust me. It's just not good for anybody or anything. You don't want your dogs or cats getting into it, animals. You don't want to be walking around in the slop anyway. You don't want this on your driveway or in your garage. You want to have the sufficient amount of rags and a proper oil containment so you can take and have the oil recycled. And believe it or not, most places, they actually get paid for their used oil. So when you go in and you drop off your used oil, you might want to ask them if there is a compensation for it. Because right now, in the area where I'm at, it's $1 per gallon. So, you know, may pay a little bit for gas money, right? But you want to...
Pam?
Yes.
You're saying that when you need to... First of all, you need to make sure your containment vehicle or your containment device is large enough to hold all the oil that you're going to drain out of your vehicle.
Yes.
Okay? So you need to know how much oil you're going to put in with the new filter. And
yes,
you need to have everything ready, as Pam said, before. You don't go looking for it. You want to...
No.
You want to change the oil when it's hot, don't you, Pam? I mean, that's what I do. When the oil, I stop the vehicle, I've got everything ready right there, and start draining my oil immediately upon engine shutdown to keep all of the dirt in suspension so it comes running right out of the engine.
Especially in colder climates like right now, yes. You definitely want to make sure that's pretty well up to operating temperature. And, you know, another thing, too, is that I may add, and people don't realize, there's this little gasket that goes around that drain plug, little plastic, and sometimes they have the rubber and the metal. You want to replace that at that time. You know, they cost under $1, so why not do it right the first time? You want to really see a little drip in the driveway or in the garage for 3 months, 4 months, how long it takes in between oil exchanges. Don't do it. Do it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about cleanliness, Pam. One of the last things that you want to do is introduce dirt into your engine. I mean, you really don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So, Pam, can you tell us how you prevent dirt from going into the oil fill cap? You know, do you wipe it before, you know, wipe it clean before you open that oil fill cap so dirt doesn't just fall right in there?
What do you do?
What's your procedure?
Oh, that's, you know, along with the nitrogen in the tires, that's another one of my pet peeves today. Yes, by all means, please, before you open that cap to put the oil into the engine, make sure it's clean. You know, you'll get road dirt up there, sand, what have you. Make sure it's clean. Just take a rag. I mean, please don't put soap and water on it. I'm talking about taking a rag and just getting it clean. And not only for the oil intake port, but this also includes where you install the power steering fluid, the power steering fluid reservoir, the radiator, the overflow for the radiator even. You don't want to introduce any foreign contaminants, any foreign material into the engine fluid system. Brake fluid, there's another big one. We'll see vehicles that have been serviced somewhere, and they don't clean around the cap and the cap to the brake fluid reservoir. And you open that up, and you know you're going to get particles in there. And over time, again and again and again, you're going to get that buildup. And that's when you have to start doing services before they're recommended by the factory, the manufacturer. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I may add,
Pam,
too.
When I change my oil... if the oil filter is upside down, meaning the threads are facing upward, I will fill that oil filter, pre-fill it with the same engine oil that I'm going to add to the engine so that when I start my engine, I don't have to wait for that oil filter to fill up with oil before the engine's lubricated. Meaning, I believe I'd be doing about 10,000 miles worth of extra wear on my engine by not filling that up. With filling the oil filter up. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree. You know, that's a very good practice and it's something that, of course, we employ at the shop and everything. But people don't think about that. You know, they are thinking about how much oil to install in the vehicle and everything. And, you know, you need to have that filter encased in oil before you put it back on the car. If, you know, physically you can, that is. You know, some of them are flipped 180 and it'd be impossible to do so. But for those that like your vehicle, you can do that. Please, you need to do that. Another thing, too, is that you want to make sure that you don't double gasket that oil filter. How many times we've seen that coming in a tow truck. And you just have the one gasket. Always make sure you can account for the gasket that comes off the old filter. And before installing that new filter, not the old oil coming out of there, please, but the brand new fresh oil. Stick your finger in the bottle. It's not going to bite you. And you lubricate very lightly that seal that's going to sit up against the oil filter housing. You want a good seal.
Very.
And, oh, another thing, if I don't...
It'll be easier.
Another thing that I want to make sure...
We have a delay.
Okay. That I want to make sure is that you read whatever filter you set your heart on, you read the side of that filter, because it's going to tell you not only how to install it properly, but some filters, after you put it on hand tight, they want you to turn it with a filter wrench, sometimes a half a turn, sometimes a full turn, sometimes a quarter turn. So please pay attention to that. That's very important. We don't want that filter flying off the car while you're in motion.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're absolutely right, because you could lose your engine.
Okay.
And, Pam, the reason that I wanted to go through this is and talk about the kinds of oil. You mentioned Mobil 1. I've been using Mobil 1 synthetic, full synthetic, since 1985, about when it first came out. And I believe that I have not had to do any of those valve adjustments, because I believe the engine doesn't wear anywhere near as much as it would with conventional oil. And I also believe that I get more miles per gallon. I'm absolutely convinced of it. I'd love to hear your opinion about using full synthetic motor oil versus conventional when we come back. Pam Oakes.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
flashes? Today,
I've
got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Pam's Motor City. .net, hamsmotorcity.net, if you'd like to go to the website. It's also on page one of usapreparers.com, top of the website. You can click on it. It'll take you right to her website. And Pam's won some awards, and she's written two great books, Car Care for the Clueless, how you can make money while maintaining your vehicle, and Successful Used Car Buying 101. Pam, synthetic motor oil, like Mobil 1 or Pennzoil's synthetic versus conventional oil. What are your thoughts on using synthetic versus conventional motor oil in a gasoline-powered vehicle?
It's all going to depend upon the owner of the car, the driver, how they drive the car. My mom, if she drives 2,000 miles a year, that's pretty lucky. In her vehicle, I actually put a synthetic blend, conventional and synthetic blend in her car. But for vehicles that require the synthetic oil, you stay with the synthetic oil. And, you know, other things that you would do with the car, for example, if you were in outside sales and you went door to door to door to door, sell your wares, sell advertising, whatever, I would definitely recommend synthetic oil for the wear and tear on your engine, start, stop, because remember, that's the worst thing we can do with our engine. They don't like that. But as a whole, if the vehicle doesn't require a full synthetic and you're not driving around in temperatures above 90 degrees all the time or below 32 all the time, so, you know, right now would be a good time for the upper tier of the United States to be using synthetic because of the absolutely horrendous cold everybody's been going through. That would be a good use of putting synthetic in your vehicle, even though your vehicle did not require it, or synthetic blend, but preferably synthetic. But if you are, like I said, like my mom, she only drives a couple thousand miles a year, it would not really benefit the cost or, you know, the vehicle at that point. It's a real personal thing. you know, personal between the car,
okay,
the driver, the manufacturer.
Okay. How do you feel about my statement that I believe that I have gotten better fuel economy with running on full synthetic motor oil, 5W30, in a gasoline-powered vehicle compared with, oh, let's say, 10W30 conventional motor oil in the same vehicle?
You probably are going to get better fuel economy, especially if you use it under severe duty conditions, a lot of start conditions, like I was saying before, temperatures below 32 degrees or above 90, especially if it's a truck. And you were saying before you haul items and sometimes you have to load them to capacity. Well, you know, that's all wear and tear on the truck and the engine. And that would be a prime candidate to use synthetic all the time. You're definitely going to see a difference there. But for, you know, grandma driving a Hyundai Sonata for a couple thousand miles a year, she probably is not going to notice it.
Okay. All right. And what are your thoughts about changing if you have an older vehicle that uses conventional differential lubrication and switching that to synthetic for better fuel economy? Have you experimented with that?
Oh, yes. For example, like in my 69 Plymouth, I got synthetic in the in the diff. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, so you like doing that?
Yes.
Okay. One last quick question, Pam. We only have a few seconds. How do you feel about these air filters that you can resurface, you can oil them? One of them is a K&N brand, but not specifically that brand. I use them. Am I doing the right thing or not?
You're doing the right thing as long as you maintain them properly. If you just put them in the car and expect them to maintain themselves, you're doing yourself and your vehicle a disservice.
There you go. PamsMotorCity.net. PamsMotorCity.net. Pam, I'm looking forward to having you back. We're going to talk about how to buy a used car. Class, I use those reusable filters and I do service them. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.